What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And we're going to close the phone lines because this is the hour of clarification. And so we're going to be doing that here a little bit here. And Claire, what's the first thing you want to talk about?
Well, the first thing that just came in, and I just posted it, What Really Happened, is a very disturbing account by Yemeni pediatric doctors. And they're seeing something that is very bizarre, very weird. And they're seeing a rash of deformities in babies who were born and terribly premature births to the point where they cannot save the pregnancies. And Mike, I remember looking at the image of this poor little child who will never, ever be able to achieve its potential and will probably die very, very young. And I remembered, I know what that looks like, and I know when it happened. And apparently, it appears that if you take a look at a kid who was poisoned by DU in the womb,
depleted uranium. Yeah.
Same exact features. Looks like our Saudi brothers are using depleted uranium weapons, which are going to cause these deformities.
Which they're going to get from the United States,
yeah,
because the Saudis do not have nuclear enrichment,
yeah,
facilities.
Yeah.
So they're obviously getting them from the United States, and we're seeing these deformities. Most of these kids in Yemen, I mean, they're on the edge of an absolutely catastrophic famine across the entire country.
Right.
All in this argument over, you know, how dare you stand up and not want a U.S. puppet ruler.
Yeah, you know. But to think that these people are so morally unscrupulous that they would be poisoning children in the womb with this stuff?
They were doing it to the people of Iraq.
I know.
And even worse, and this is something that they've kept the lid on at this point,
mm-hmm,
is they were also doing it to Americans who were serving in the Iraq War, and mm-hmm, they were exposed to this depleted uranium. They mustered out of the military, came on back home, started their family, started getting massive birth defects, huge,
mm-hmm,
epidemic of,
yeah,
severe birth abnormalities in the families of our returned veterans.
And that's going to happen to the Saudi vets as well.
And the U.S. government basically through the VA is saying, you know, we're going to pay for the care and everything as long as you do not talk to the press.
Yeah. It just broke my heart. Going over into Iraq.
I have a question,
yes,
for you before we go any further.
Okay.
Did the Nazis ever use weapons that deformed the babies of the survivors?
I do not know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
All right, we're getting back to Iraq then.
Yeah. Apparently, the Iraqi Popular Forces are warning that they will target U.S. forces if they don't leave Iraq after the defeat of ISIS. You think maybe they don't want us there, Michael? I mean, am I being silly or what?
Well, no, of course they don't want us there. And Tillerson, yeah, I think, made a major mistake the other day when he,
uh-huh,
came on out and said, yeah, we're going to stick around here for a long time.
Oh.
And the people of Iraq do not want the Americans in their country. The people of Afghanistan do not want the Americans,
mm-hmm,
in their country. The people of Libya do not want the Americans in their,
mm-hmm,
country.
Yeah.
The people of Yemen do not want either the Saudis or the Americans in their country.
Oh, no, no.
And, you know, at this point, as we are obviously on the doorstep of World War III,
mm-hmm,
we know who the bad guys are.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of Americans don't want to face up to it. But then the big mistake of the German people was they refused to face up to the fact that their government was being aggressive,
yeah,
and warlike and invading other people's countries. And ultimately it led to disaster for,
yeah,
everybody involved here.
And what worries me, because we have family who are and friends who are in the military, if the U.S. forces are ordered by Washington to stay in Iraq, they're going to be fair game. And I have to ask, how many deaths of our military people is acceptable to the White House and to the Pentagon as the cost for the U.S. military staying in Iraq? I'm betting it's going to be very, very high.
Well, actually, I am betting that after the first Americans get killed,
mm-hmm,
by the Iraqi troops, the U.S. will go on in and say, well, obviously we need yet another new government in Iraq who will understand that we're the good guys, and we'll see Iraq War version, what, 6?
Something like that.
Something like that.
And, you know, the last time this happened, the guy who issued that threat, Muqtada al-Sadr, remember him?
I remember him.
You know, and if he gets sick enough of American intervention in Iraq, he'll bring the band back together because he was the spiritual leader of the Mahdi army, which was a formidable fighting force in Iraq.
I've been hearing rumblings. He's already doing that. It's very low key.
Yeah.
It's very out of the light, but he's already, what I'm hearing is he's already reestablishing his communications network.
Yeah. I mean, he knows all the generals. He knows all the big guys. I would say that our staying in Iraq after getting rid of ISIS, big mistake on so many levels. I really would.
Well, the United States is not really in Iraq to get ISIS.
No, I know.
The agenda is still to carve off a piece of Iraq and a piece of Turkey and a piece of Syria for an independent Kurdistan.
Right.
And again, it's part of the larger agenda of breaking up Middle Eastern nations into little tiny nations that are easy for Israel and the United States to bully around.
Fiefdoms.
Fiefdoms. We're going to take a quick moment to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back here, there we are.
I'd like to talk a little bit about Russia and the current energy and just the absolute illness of demonization of Russia and Putin. And what the U.S. doesn't want to see happen is a greater Europe that puts together Europe, which needs Russia's natural gas, and Russia as a bloc. And they are doing everything they can. I mean, we've looked at the sanctions, asymmetrical attacks on Russia's markets and currencies, the arming and training.
Assassination of Russian diplomats.
In Ukraine and Syria. And the question that the article asks, will Washington risk World War III to block an emerging EU-Russia superstate?
Yes, they will.
My short answer is heck yes.
Yes, they
will. They will move heaven and earth to prevent that to happen.
The conventional thinking in Washington, D.C., and unfortunately, President Trump appears to have been sold this particular lemon, is that absent a new world war, the United States will cease to be a global power. And that certainly is true, but I don't think the United States needs to be a global power. The money junkies certainly want that, but ordinary Americans like you and I and the folks over at the church and our neighbors and everything, we don't need the United States to be a globe-straddling superpower as long as we have a working economy that allows us to just have a comfortable lifestyle. That's all we really want. It's just a comfortable lifestyle. We're not really demanding the way the money junkies are, where there must be more, always more.
And I'd like to also talk a little bit about North Korea. Apparently, this pile-on of sanctions against North Korea is hindering food aid. And this is getting really, really nasty.
Yeah.
And the starvation of children, allegedly to soften a country up for invasion and or occupation, is not a new tool. We used it in Iraq. And I remember Madeleine Albright, and I think the figure was 500,000 kids starved to death.
Yes.
And she said that's a perfectly acceptable outcome. To whom?
I remember when Barbara Bush was told about that, and she said, why should I trouble my beautiful mind with such things?
Yeah. And then we have some more Russia bashing going on. A U.S. general, Russia perhaps supplying the Taliban. And this guy is General Scaparotti. And he told the Senate Armed Services Committee that he has seen the influence of Russia of late. Is he reading tea leaves or is he completely deranged?
No, basically the default position is anybody who is not 100% cooperating with the United States is obviously a Russian stooge.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned earlier in the program here, let us please remember that the last time Russia was in Afghanistan, they weren't exactly getting along with the Taliban.
They were
killing them. Yeah. They were helicopter attacks and so forth. And the Taliban grew out of the Mujahideen that were U.S. allies against Russia.
Right.
So this idea, what they're looking for is a scapegoat.
Yes.
We're not doing well in Afghanistan. In fact, the U.S.-backed puppet regime is actually only in control of about 60% of Afghanistan.
If that much.
Mostly focused around the oil wells and the poppy fields.
Yeah.
And they're looking for somebody to blame for Afghanistan now having become the longest single war in U.S. history.
Yeah.
Well, it's not because of a failure of policy or anything that we did wrong or the fact that Afghanistan has a long history of being a graveyard of empires.
Yeah.
It must be the fault of Russia.
Of Russia, yeah.
Yeah, anything bad that happens, it's Russia's fault. And, you know, Vladimir Putin stole our car yesterday.
Okay, it was a terrorist attack. He didn't want
to
walk.
It was a hate crime because Putin hates walking.
Ba-dum-bum. But I would like to hope that this General Scaparotti just cools his jets, trying to blame the epic failure of a nearly 16-year-old utterly failed U.S.-NATO occupation on Russia is absurd, and there's no evidence. There's zero, zip, none that he was able to present.
Well, he's still coming out of the mindset of the first Cold War. Mm-hmm. We don't need no stinking evidence.
Yeah.
We will tell you, the corporate media will tell you, we tell you, you will believe it, and all will be well, which was certainly not the case here.
No, definitely
not. If there's a reason for hope of a non-nuclear outcome for all of this that's going on, it's the fact that so many of these establishment figures are Cold War fossils who still don't understand how the fundamental nature of information flow has now changed in our society. And it's not going to be turned around and removed with smear jobs on the independent media.
Yeah, it's just not going to last. Saw an interesting development that I thought was worth noticing. Apparently, the U.S. Army has ordered a multi-million dollar contract for support services as its Kuwaiti bases.
Well, knowing how the Pentagon puts out these contracts, that's one guy with a broom sweeping out the officers' club.
Yeah, okay. But it's interesting, and I didn't know this before I did some due diligence. Apparently, we've got 10 U.S. military bases in Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the geography and looking at...
They're clustered around the oil fields.
They're clustered around the oil fields. And it was reported by AP in 2012 that having these massed bases there gave the White House flexibility for something like a strike on Iran, strike on Syria, et cetera, et cetera. But I have to wonder, Mike, the government is beefing up these bases right now, and Kuwait is a place for power projection in the Middle East, in Persian Gulf particularly, and Mike, this construction is due to be completed next March, spring of 2018. I've got to wonder what they're thinking about for spring of 2018 of next year.
They're trying to garrison their conquered provinces the way Rome did. Rome would go in, conquer a province, and they'd start putting up forts and garrisons and the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking about that Navy base that they're constructing on that island in the Gulf,
which
was very much not being publicized.
No.
And kind of makes you wonder what other still secret military bases are now under construction.
Yeah.
And if this is, in fact, where much of that missing $10 trillion from the Pentagon went to.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about that base in the island in Yemen?
Yes.
That's technically Yemen's, but, you know, it's not Yemen's anymore.
Well, they can't go on out and protect their own territory from the building of the U.S. base because they cannot get off the coast right now and pass the Saudi blockade.
Yeah, it's very interesting out there. I'm wondering what is being planned for spring of next year.
Well, they're planning for power projection.
Yeah.
And again, the reason they're trying to destabilize Belarus, I think, is they're trying to encircle Russia to limit its ability to fight back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could definitely be a very valid reason for this happening. As reported today in antiwar.com, a U.S. airstrike killed 230 civilians in Mosul overnight. One single airstrike killed about 130, and the other 100 or so were killed in the surrounding area. We're talking about non-combatants, women, children, medically fragile, elderly.
Actually, they killed everybody but a single five-year-old girl who somehow managed to survive, and I'm sure there's a warplane on its way in to finish her off under the theory, kill them all, let God sort them out.
Yeah. And this was in the Daily Mail today, and I felt compelled to comment on it. jihadi terror manuals on how to use a car as a tool of war for mass murder can be found in just 2 minutes on Google and Twitter.
Well, what's going on here is very simple. This terror attack in London was seized on by the Brexit people as an illustration of how open borders can bring a risk into your country. Then, of course, it came out that this particular individual, Khalid Massoud, was actually born in Britain.
Yeah.
And so the Brexit people were saying, well, he was radicalized by all these people who are coming into our country without any vetting or control. And this is a pushback by saying, oh, no, he was radicalized by that evil internet. And we've got to get more control on the internet. And we're starting to see this in all of these governments, these calls.
Yeah.
There must be filtering. There must be control on the internet. We've got to control what people know. We've got to control what they believe, or they'll break into freedom, and we can't let that happen.
Now, I have an observation, which is that what this guy did was horrific, hideously immoral, and inexcusable. But the bigger question that the dailymail.co.uk did not want to answer, why did this man become so radicalized to the point he felt he had no other possible response to his anger, but the slaughter of innocents who had done him utterly no wrong? I think we have to take a good, darned hard look at U.S. and U.K. foreign policy.
Yeah, these people do not like us. It's got nothing to do with religion. It has everything to do with the fact that their relatives back home are being bombed and drone struck by the United States of America.
Yeah.
Were you listening when I hit that one article that is now saying that Khalid Massoud, his terror attack was triggered by the racism he experienced at the hands of white people? So it's ultimately the Parliament attack is the fault of you white people.
No. But, I mean, those living in the countries where we are expropriating resources for the good of the U.S. and the U.K., to which we have no moral right, by the way, and making sure that these countries are ruled by Western-centric leaders who may not have the best interests of the people of their countries at heart, and making sure that these resources are only sold in U.S. dollars.
Well, our leaders have no morality, so let's take that out of the equation.
Yeah.
The thing about trying to claim that white people are ultimately to blame for what happened at Parliament, I think, is a good illustration of the guiding principle of both politicians and corporate media.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens, how can I use this to serve my agenda? And it's becoming more and more a common feature in what is being described as the post-truth society.
Yeah.
They've actually given it a name and said, truth and facts don't matter anymore. Only what we can make you believe should be important. And it is a ridiculous concept.
Yeah.
It's mental Marxism. But they're out there saying, something happens. Oh, we'll blame Russia for it, or we'll do this, or we'll do that. There's absolutely no sense in the corporate media or government that they might be factual or accurate or truthful. It's just constant. Sell the propaganda, sell the propaganda, sell the propaganda.
And, you know, I'm looking at all this going on in the world today, and the reality is that the U.S. and British government collectively cannot say with a straight face that there's no blood on their hands for all of these wars of conquest, because there are, in places like Yemen, Syria, Africa, Iraq, and Afghanistan, to get those resources it believes will further protect them as they go into more wars.
There's no blood on our hands. We're wearing gloves.
And this too.
And the gloves are made out of the skin of our young soldiers being killed and crippled.
Yeah, and what these governments do is they wrap these wars in a cheap Chinese-made flag of patriotism, telling these kids that they're going off to, who are going off to fight, that the wars are about duty, honor, courage, and defending their way of life, when these wars are ultimately only about improving the corporate profits of those companies involved with the military complex.
Well, that is our way of life.
Yeah, and expropriating foreign resources.
We're a warmongering nation. You might as well get used to it.
Conquest.
All right, we're coming up on a commercial break here.
Okay.
And we're going to take a pause for some commercials, and we'll be right back with more clarification. We'll be right back.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago, and here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR. Fought underhanded...
And welcome back to our show here, and Claire, what is next up?
Well, apparently, and this does not surprise me, Washington talks have ended without an agreement on Israeli settlements.
Ooh, I'm shocked.
Yeah, imagine my surprise.
I'm just so shocked. Yeah.
And I have a word for President Trump, please. Exercises in futility will not bring credibility to your foreign policy. You're just going to have to let this go because Israel has demonstrated that it is pathologically incapable of being a good neighbor to any of the countries surrounding it, and also refuses to state clearly what the borders are of Israel. Where are they? No one knows. You know, they're invisible in the sky.
They've never permanently declared their borders. They haven't written a constitution.
Yeah.
Basically, Israel's government runs Israel as if it's still a Bronze Age tribal kingdom, smiting their enemies and stealing whatever it is that they want. And they do dream of Eretz Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates. But and what, I'm afraid they're thinking both directions now.
Yeah. And if you take a look, and this article I posted has a map of so-called Eretz Israel, there are hunks of Jordan, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, which are going to have to go for Israel to accomplish this. Now, those countries are not going to let that happen without a fight.
Yes, but don't forget, the United States has promised to aid Israel in any war, even if Israel starts it.
Yeah, and so what Israel is doing right now to claim more territory closer to home, it is practicing serial genocide against the Palestinians, ramped up a brisk annexation program in East Jerusalem and the West Bank, throwing out Palestinians whose families have lived in those homes for generations.
And it's important to understand, Israel is violating its own law and international law, because international law allows an occupying power to seize land in an occupied territory for military purposes. Mm-hmm. But once the military purpose is over, the land must be returned to its former owner.
Yeah.
Now, what Israel is doing all across the West Bank is they'll go on in and say, we need a military security buffer zone, and they'll kick out the Palestinians there.
And they never can come back.
And what they'll do is then they'll take the land and say, we're going to sell it for development of a settlement.
Yeah.
And that's the violation of international law right there. Mm-hmm. But Israel sees itself as above the law because, after all, they're the chosen people of the imaginary playmate in the sky. And I think back, there were some years ago, there was a French politician who got in serious trouble. In fact, I think he ultimately lost his job because he was overheard saying at a function, not on TV, not on radio, but just at a diplomatic function, why the world was risking global war over this blank little country.
Yes.
And but there is no question Israel wields tremendous clandestine influence over the world through bribery, blackmail, probably more of that than anything else. Looking at how the U.S. subservience to Israel has really continued to become more obvious, I think Israel is blackmailing our entire government over 9/11.
Could be.
Because Israel's attitude is do what we say or we'll tell the world what really happened on 9/11. It'll be worse for you than for us because people expect things like that from Israel. But for you, oh boy, are you going to be sorry?
Yeah. I mean, this is the country which attempted to frame Egypt for the deliberate Israeli attack against the USS Liberty.
Yes.
Cheerled the disastrous U.S. military attack against Iraq because it was an alleged existential threat against Israel, and continues to advocate for a U.S.-led military strike against Iran, again, because it's an alleged existential threat to Israel. High standard of living, their kids are going to school in Iran, 60% of Iran's scientists are gals. Hello, I like that. And they are currently bombing Syria unprovoked and uninvited in order to accomplish regime change, and they've just told Putin, hey, we're going to bomb when we feel like bombing. And President Trump, I just wish he understood it's time to cut his losses and move on to something that can actually be accomplished because, and I hate to say it, Mike, but a just and lasting peace between Israel and Palestinians will only happen after pigs have discovered how to fly.
Well, we better get the GMO labs running on that
one. Oh, amen.
All right, we've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, what is your next story?
Well, this is very interesting to me. Apparently in Central California, Fresno, Clovis area, police destroyed a farmhouse to capture a homeless man who was armed with an ice cream bar. Oh, the horrors. And apparently the Fresno County Sheriff's Department and Clovis PD and far too many other law enforcement agencies thought this was perfectly great. This gentleman had a farmhouse, very lovely, and he had two law enforcement agencies and all their toys last June. And according to his lawsuit, a homeless man was rousted from a nearby vacant house after he was discovered sleeping in the closet. He left peacefully but was discovered by the construction crew, and he was breaking into Jessen's house. And a construction worker called the police because they thought they were going to help. Now, what they wound up doing, Mike, was completely ransacking this place. I mean, destroying it to the point of taking the foundations out. with some of their toys.
Yes.
You know?
That is utterly ridiculous.
My goodness,
so is the lawsuit in progress? Or is
the lawsuit is in progress. And this was not about to protect and serve. This was about to search and destroy with impunity. And it appeared that the local cops did this with a sure and certain knowledge that they had to create as much property damage as they felt they could and was necessary. And, I mean, this man's house is absolutely, it's unlivable. You know, Jessen and his family have had to move. And I do not understand this kind of activity by the police.
I'll bet you the cops were all on prescription antidepressants. You know, and it wasn't necessary because there actually is a technology where searchers who are from more benign services have this device that can actually detect the electrical noise created by a human heartbeat from yards and yards away through walls and everything. So if they wanted to find this homeless guy, all they got to do is go in with one of these machines, pick up the heartbeat and say, okay, he's obviously here on the other side of this wall.
Yeah, let's arrest him and, you know, case closed.
Yeah, and that would be it. But, I mean, it's overboard. And if you don't mind, I would very much like to insert one of my stories here.
Oh, sure, honey.
Because it ties in with my comment about the police.
All right.
Apparently, down in Miami, there's 14-year-old girl, Nika Venant, hung herself, committed suicide, and live-streamed her suicide on Facebook. She was on Zoloft, a very powerful antidepressant, which actually cannot legally be prescribed to children.
How the heck did she get it then?
Well, apparently there is a loophole in the law where children with certain diagnosed conditions can be given Zoloft, but even the manufacturer of Zoloft admits this drug is a problem. It does trigger suicide in younger patients.
Yeah.
And again, our medical industrial complex is no longer about your health. It's about how much money they can take out of your pocket by exploiting the fear of death and disease.
Well, a logical question to me here was, shouldn't the police department have been maybe monitoring some live streaming? Could they have possibly prevented this death?
There's way too much going on. I mean, in theory, the NSA is monitoring all of this stuff, but they didn't pick up the phone and dial 911 and say this person is killing themselves. And time is against them. If it's a slow hang, you got to get to them within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If it's a drop hang, it's it's over.
It's
and done with at that point. Yeah. But the fact that she felt like she needed to live stream it and put it on out there.
Oh.
And yes, she had a very troubled background. She'd been in and out of foster homes.
Yeah.
But I think we have to look at the Zoloft as a contributing factor.
Yeah.
Now, there was a study done down in Florida that showed police are far heavier users of these medications than the average citizen. And we know that a big problem with these prescription psychiatric medications is they interfere with your ability to control an impulse. And people who are on these medications, they'll get an impulse and they'll just go with it, even if it's self-destructive or destructive to others. And again, going on over to SSRIstories.org, one of the stories that really leapt out at me was there was this kid who tried to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And they got to him in time.
Yeah.
It was an intervention. And when it was all over, they said, why did you do it? And he said, I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I couldn't help myself. And yes, he was on these prescription antidepressants.
Man. Oh, yeah. And if, you know, the damage these people in California did, I do have to
agree. The house,
to the house. I have to wonder if they were also on some kind of very heavy antipsychotic drugs.
And the other problem is, of course, that the police department leadership and the local governments always side with the police.
Yeah.
Like when that the down in Georgia, they threw a flashbang grenade into a crib and permanently scarred the baby.
Yeah.
There was another story I saw the other day where police did another one of these cases where they went to the wrong address and they broke on in. And they shot the homeowner.
They killed the guy.
They killed the guy who didn't realize it was the police because they were all dressed in black that he can't see. He's defending his home.
Yeah.
And the police shot and killed this guy. And the police police chief is saying, well, this is reasonable. I mean, yes, the cops made a mistake, but, you know, they were fired on. They have every right to defend themselves.
Yeah.
And apparently the right to defend your home against a clearly illegal intrusion by the police It does not exist, or apparently they have the attitude now that wherever the police go, they have a right to be there.
Yeah.
Even if they've got the wrong address, even if they don't have a warrant. And that right there is a police state.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to bop on over to an accusation, and this is an hysterically funny story to me.
Yes.
The FBI has allegedly uncovered evidence of treason among alt-right websites, says George W. Bush, ethics lawyer. That's hysterical to me. The guy's name is Richard Painter, and he tweeted a link to an article suggesting that the Bureau was looking into news outlets like Breitbart, InfoWars, and the Kremlin-backed RT and Sputnik News to see whether they worked with Russian-backed operatives to disseminate stories favoring Donald Trump during the presidential election. And I got to tell you, Mike.
I'm crushed we didn't make the list.
No, darn
I'm
it.
I'm crushed we didn't make
I
that
know,
list.
Honey, I know, honey. I share your pain. Believe
now,
me.
Let's go on back to the actual definition of treason.
Yeah.
Treason is defined as giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war.
Yeah.
Now, a good example of that would be the war on terror. Mm-hmm. When you were being told that ISIS was your enemy in that war on terror, and then we find out that Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State and Barack Obama is president, we're covertly supplying ISIS with weapons in Syria.
Probably still are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But, you know, we are, at least for the moment, there's no declaration of war against Russia. And so even if they were able to confirm that somebody in Russia was financially supporting us, which if they are, the checks got lost in the mail again. Gosh darn that postal service.
Yes.
It's not an act of treason. We're not giving aid and comfort because Russia is not officially, legally our enemy yet.
Yeah. And something I want to point out to our readers and our listeners, I have linked to all the resources indicated above when I've been able to vet that the information came from multiple sources and believed, to the best of my knowledge, that the information presented was factually based. But when it becomes alleged treason to tell the truth the best you can on a blog, you know your government has gone full tilt, boogie Orwell on you.
Well, they're not going Orwell, they're going McCarthy.
Yeah, that too.
What they're doing, they're going to replay the McCarthy Red Scare. And the attitude is that if you are not 100% on board with the U.S. government's propaganda and agenda, then by default, you are a Russian stooge. And it's a return to Code Napoleon. You're declared to be guilty. The burden of proof is on you to prove that you're innocent.
Yeah.
And again, during the real McCarthy witch hunts, anybody who stood up to McCarthy and said, you're wrong to be doing this, McCarthy would said, well, you're obviously, you know, you're a commie stooge. I have a list of names and you're on it.
Yeah.
When Edward R. Murrow was fighting against McCarthy and the tactics that were being used to destroy the lives of innocent people, they were accusing not just Edward R. Murrow, but all of CBS of being in league with the communists. There's a wonderful movie about that, Good Night and Good Luck.
Oh, great movie if you haven't seen it.
It is. Another movie, and this one's a few years back, it's called The Majestic with Jim Carrey. And the storyline there is he's a writer in Hollywood, he's accused of being a commie, his life is destroyed, he suffers an accident, winds up in this little tiny town, and then he gets his memory back, and he goes back to have to deal with the Congress and the hearings about what's been going on. It has a very happy ending, and I identify with this movie very strongly because of our own blacklisting.
Yep.
And also because I grew up in a very small town, much like the fictional Lawrence in the movie, and so I had a resonance with that as well. But that's what we're being led into, where the accusation is equal to condemnation.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not with us, then you're a Russian stooge. And because you are by default a Russian stooge, we're going to take action against you. And it could get very ugly and very dangerous out there where people are going to be arrested and thrown in prison on the basis of myth, rumor, and hearsay.
Yeah. And what strikes me is so hysterically hypocritical, George Bush had an ethics lawyer in his lying about the reasons the U.S. government had to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, come on.
Not to mention 9/11.
Yeah. But yeah. Richard Painter cannot expect to be taken seriously by any thinking American on these charges after the dark and so brutal legacy of Bush's presidency.
Well, you know, president, it looks good to have an ethics lawyer, even if you're not paying attention to them. And again, they're trying to put out a trial balloon to see if the American people are going to go along with the return to McCarthyism.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this is going to get any more traction than the idea that Trump and Russia were working together. Mm-hmm. Or that Russia interfered with our election, especially with the FBI admitting there's no evidence for either one of those, and the revelation mm-hmm. that the United States has never hesitated to tamper with the elections in other countries, 81 since the end of World War II.
Yeah. And it looks to me like this guy is really desperately trying to underpin the U.S. deep state narrative of Russia being the bad guy in the geopolitical arena and a country that the U.S. government and military needs to wage war against. And Mike, I have to wonder just how much of Painter's stock portfolio is invested in companies which comprise the U.S. military-industrial complex to even begin to make these accusations.
Oh, they're all motivated by self-interest. All of these war hawks own huge amounts of stock in the weapons makers. And it is a form of corruption that Eisenhower did warn us about when he warned us about the military-industrial complex. Eisenhower popularized that term, this idea that there is so much money spent on defense that it's become mm-hmm. a power, almost a government to itself.
Yeah.
And, of course, I would hope that the American people know enough history that is not taught in the school, but they've acquired it outside, to mm-hmm. recognize the attempt to return to at least a Cold War, if not a hot war, and a return to McCarthyism, mm-hmm. because those are all dark stains on the history of our nation.
Yes, definitely. An article that is a little bit more optimistic, again, coming from Blacklisted News, the deep state's dominant narratives and authority are crumbling. And people are taking more of an interest in this concept of the deep state. And now the progressives have prostituted themselves to the security agencies and the neocons and neoliberals. They're busy denying that such a thing as the deep state exists.
Well, whether you call it the establishment or the deep state or just a bunch of really corrupt people taking care of this, call them the clique, call them the Klan, whatever. Yeah. The name almost doesn't really matter.
No.
But what is significant is that in the age of the internet, mm-hmm. people are able to go on out and search for the information themselves. And apparently, according to the numbers coming out of the search engines, people are really starting to dig out this information for themselves. And that certainly explains why our readership is continuing to climb, even as the corporate media viewership and readership continues to drop into the Al-Qaeda.
No, our readership is growing.
If I said that, I misspoke it.
Yeah.
No, our readership is growing. Our numbers are going up.
Yeah.
I mean, the corporate media has been reduced to cheating to create the illusion it's still relevant. We had that story a couple of weeks ago. The corporate media are using Chinese botnets to load clicks onto their websites to make it look like they still have a lot of people paying attention to them, which, of course, is defrauding their investors at the same time.
Yeah, and for me, it's very simple. After Bush's j'accuse against Saddam Hussein that he had weapons of mass destruction, which he never did, to sell the invasion and occupation of Iraq, no one can take anything the federal government or any of its elements or reps anything they say seriously. The great lies are starting to become unmasked. And U.S. citizens realize that all wars are really economic in nature. And the American citizens, at least people I talk to, have become very war-weary and very war-skeptical.
And they're very, very worried. Somebody once actually emailed in and said, you're running a risk walking around wearing the shirt with Putin on it or the Trump is my president. And said, no, everybody around here is starting to really wake up and come on board. I haven't actually met anybody defending the Democrats or Hillary or Obama in months. At this point, we certainly know that the globalist agenda is in serious trouble. You have all these pro-sovereignty candidates leading in the polls all over Europe.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing how the globalists are rigging elections to try and cling to power. But when it becomes that obvious to the general population, it's only accelerating the fall.
That's something that Le Pen is going to have to look at very closely in her election.
Well, Jean-Claude Juncker is already out there saying there's no way she'll win the election. The fix is in. We've got the Diebold machines all set to go. We hired all of Hillary's vote riggers to come on over, and we're going to screw Le Pen so bad she won't be able to sit down for a week.
Ow. But no, it's an issue. Well, are these the same people who said Donald Trump would never be elected also?
Could very well be.
Yeah.
And these are interesting times. They're very dark times. They're very dangerous times. But all we can do, we're past the point of no return. We all have to just keep doing what we're doing as hard as we can, trying to get back to a world of peace and prosperity. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today. And don't call because we've got the phone lines closed for our clarification segment here.
Thank you.
You had one more story you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I did. And it's an observation, and I think it's pretty valid, of the degree to which The surveillance state is going after Donald Trump. And there's a gal who was former special FBI agent, Colleen Rowley. And she has been expressing that she's extremely concerned about how Democratic hawks, neocons, and other associates of the deep state have obsessed over what she calls the resurrection of the ghost of Joseph McCarthy.
Uh-huh.
And have built political support for a permanent war policy around hatred of Russia. Rowley, whose 2002 memo to the FBI director exposed some of the FBI's pre-9/11 failures, compares the current anti-Russian hysteria to the Red Scare, fear of communism, which was, of course, famously associated with J. Edgar Hoover, who collaborated with Senator Joe McCarthy's hunt for allegedly disloyal Americans in the late 40s and early 50s. And Mike, my thought is this. This hatchet job on both Trump and Russia has got to end so that this country can get the real and pressing problems it faces sorted, like illegal immigration, the crumbling of America's infrastructure, and a military which spends huge, vast sums of money for equipment and services it buys, but at the end of the day doesn't get very much bang for its buck.
All right, a couple of fundamental points. First of all, any government in history that is facing a crisis of confidence in its population, it will create an enemy to scare them back into obedience and dependency, psychological dependency.
20 minutes of hate.
2 minutes
of hate. 2 minutes of hate, sorry.
Well, with inflation, it's
yes,
20 minutes.
Yeah.
but here's the thing. Back when it was J. Edgar Hoover and everybody against the Soviet Union, there was a lot of support for that because American capitalists and corporations feared the possibility of a socialist revolution in this country, which would end their profitability. But Russia today is not communist.
No.
They are in many ways just as capitalistic as the United States used to be before the United States descended into fascism. And so that broad-based support from business leaders is not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The second problem they're dealing with, of course, is that for people who are my age, and if you are, I feel sorry for you, we remember that first Cold War.
Yeah.
We remember the Red Scare mongering and the very obvious propaganda. And we're not going to be fooled by it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost at the end of the show here, so I'm going to issue a challenge to the elderly Rivero's Rangers. We'll call them the Gray Raiders. Okay. Take a moment. Make a point of spending time with the younger generation and say, we've been down this road before, and it really did not work out very well for the American people. Innocent people were hurt, their lives destroyed, and it was all just to make the military-industrial complex richer. And a lot of people died on that. We need to teach our children the history the schools don't want them to know, because that way they will learn how to spot when the government tries to take us down the mistakes of the past yet again.
And I would, a magician would call this McCarthy-esque witch hunt against Trump and Russia misdirection, right? To a degree?
No, they're not misdirecting. They're trying to just demonize to the point where we automatically say, ooh, Russia's bad, we're good, we must go to war.
Okay.
There's the music. It's time for Claire and I to get out of here. And we'll be back Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, have a good weekend. Please make a point of sharing what you learn here with everybody that you know. Please, especially the thing about older Americans, talk to the younger generation and tell them, we have seen this all before. Let us not repeat that mistake. We'll be back Monday. Aloha, America.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.